This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. You can listen to us on AM, FM, satellite, internet, and the listen line. And podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And I'd like to thank my dear friend, Captain John Reagan, for being with you yesterday. We had an explosion here at the farm. And lightning struck the farm. A direct hit. Right outside Studio A. And the explosion that resulted was a large lead acid battery with sulfuric acid in it. And it literally exploded in the studio, and sulfuric acid went everywhere. I'll tell you more about that and my thoughts on that on Friday. John Reagan will be back with me, and I'll give you the details about my concerns about lead acid batteries. Now, I took some precautions. I had it in a battery box that theoretically should have prevented it, and lightning's pretty powerful. So we'll talk about that on Friday. So I want to thank John Reagan for jumping in and taking care of what we needed to do to keep the broadcast classroom on the air. Today, for the next 2 hours, we're going to discuss two heinous crimes. We're going to discuss rape and murder and the ramifications of what happens if you're accused of these crimes and what it's like to be convicted of these crimes. And we're going to discuss the punishment that's meted out by society for these crimes. And we're going to talk about what it's like to be in prison for these crimes. We're going to talk about the abuses. This broadcast will make you angry. It makes me angry. It makes me angry just thinking about what has happened in this situation. For the next 2 hours, you absolutely, positively will be shocked. I guarantee it. And if you're not angry, something's wrong with you. I'm serious. This is going to change the way you think about the system. The justice system, or the injustice system. With us today is Jeffrey Deskovic. Let me spell it for you. D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C. He's the executive director of the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice. He's a criminal justice advocate, and he is an exoneree. Jeffrey, welcome to USAPrepares.com.
Great to be here, Vince. Thanks for having me on again.
Jeffrey, did I say anything that wasn't true in that opening couple of minutes?
No, you did not.
Okay. All right, Jeffrey, this is for me, this is a tough broadcast. For you, it's got to be absolutely unbelievable to relive some of this class. I'm going to tell you right now, when I talked about that convicted rapist and murderer, you're listening to him, Jeffrey Deskovic. And you're going to learn what happens when you are accused of a crime. You've heard me, and what happens, and how sick society is. You've heard me say, never call 911. Because if you do, someone will get shot or someone's going to jail. Here is the epitome of that. This is the worst case. Well, actually, it could get worse. They could have executed Jeffrey. That's the only thing that could make this worse. If you hear the anger in my voice, it's real. Jeffrey, why don't we start with, when did this happen? When were you accused of a brutal rape and murder? And who were you accused of raping and murdering?
I was accused in January of 1990 of raping and murdering a high school classmate, Angela Correa, in the city of Peekskill. She was a classmate in two of my classes as a freshman, one as a sophomore. I knew her name. She knew mine. I was not even on a high-by basis with her.
Okay. So you were accused of raping and murdering this young classmate of yours. And when I say classmate, I guess we're saying you went to the same school and you kind of knew who she was. But you weren't buddies. You didn't do things together.
As a matter of fact, in high school, we don't change classes like for every period. And so she was, there was like 8 or 9 periods. So she was only in 2 of my periods as a 1 year. And then the following year, she was only in one of the periods.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking 24 years ago. Okay. And so you saw this young lady in class. And what happened? How did you get accused of raping and murdering her?
Well, the police said they focused in on me. They said because I was kind of quiet to myself in high school. I didn't participate in a lot of organized sports, so that seemed strange to some of the kids in the school. So some of those kids told the police that they might want to talk to me, because they were interviewing a lot of students from the school. So that's what the police said eventually attracted them to me. The other factor which they said attracted them to me was they claimed that I was overly upset at the victim having been murdered, and yet there were mental health facilities set up all throughout the city of Peekskill to help people process what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, really their reasons for focusing on me really don't make any sense to me. But ultimately, I was charged with murder, raping and murdering Ms. Correa, because the police they coerced a false confession out of me. They drove me to the town of Brewster, which was in Putnam County, whereas I was from Westchester County in Peekskill. They put me in a small room. I didn't have an attorney present. I was 16 years old at the time, by the way. They attached me to a polygraph machine. The polygrapher gave me countless cups of coffee before beginning. The polygrapher himself was actually a Putnam County Sheriff's investigator who was dressed up as a civilian. He was pretending not to be a cop. There were three other cops there who I was aware were cops. They played the game of good cop, bad cop, but one officer takes on a more aggressive role, whereas his partner pretends to be a friend. And the reason for that technique is that when someone is frightened, you only look to a friendly face for assistance. So So the polygraph is he used a lot of third-degree tactics, like he invaded my personal space. He raised his voice at me. He kept asking me the same questions over and over again. Over and over again, I kept telling them I was innocent and I didn't know anything about the crime. Yet they continued in their interrogation towards the end of the interrogation. The polygrapher made a statement to me. He said, and by the way, as each hour passes by, Vince, I was getting more and more frightened.
Sure.
Towards the end of the interrogation, the polygrapher made a statement to me. He said, "What do you mean you didn't do it? You just told me through the test that you did. We just want you to verbally confirm it." When he said that to me, that really shot my fear through the roof. It was at that point that the officer who was pretending to be my friend, he entered the room and he informed me that the other officers were going to harm me, that he was holding them off, but could not do so indefinitely, that I had to help myself. When he added that if I did as I wanted, not only would they stop what they were doing, but that I could go home afterwards, being young, naive, frightened, 16 years old, not thinking about the long-term implications, instead being concerned my own personal safety right then, right there, myself and the police. I took the out which they offered, and I made up a story based on information which they had given me in the course of the police interrogation. By the police officer's own testimony, by the end of the interrogation, I was on the floor in a fetal position. I was crying uncontrollably. Needless to say, notwithstanding the prior false promise, I was arrested. I was charged with murder and rape. This whole episode took, more than 6 hours of interrogating me.
So you were threatened?
I mean, yes.
That's what I'm hearing. You were threatened by these cops.
Yes.
They were playing mind games with a 16-year-old who had no idea that the police would do this. They were masking around as civilians in civilian clothes. They were using all kinds of deceptive tactics to force you into submission. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Deskovic, is this coffee thing a significant thing? They gave you coffee? I mean, is that something that you would have had consumed prior to this? I mean, were you a coffee drinker?
I think the overall answer is no. I'm not a coffee drinker. I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I would occasionally have a cup of coffee, maybe once a month while I was visiting my aunts or uncles. But the reason why the coffee is important is. I guess we're going on break.
Hold that thought, because I think this coffee thing is important. And class, this relates to preparedness and survival, and you'll see why in the next hour. 40 minutes. Jeffrey Deskovic. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you are listening to a broadcast from a man who has been convicted of two heinous crimes. And he spent time in jail and prison for those crimes. As a matter of fact, he spent about half of his life, if you count the time when he was arrested at 16, he spent about another 16 years in maximum security prison. And we'll talk about that too. So, Jeffrey, they fed you coffee for hours, and yes, they interrogated you. This was not a chat. You were being yelled at, screamed at, threatened.
Yes.
Good cop, bad cop. I mean, every trick in the book these guys played. And what role did coffee play in this?
Well, because it had the impact of getting me further nervous. I mean, you know, the premise of the polygraph is when a person tells a lie, they become nervous, and nervousness will result in an increased pulse rate. The problem is that beyond that factors which will lead to an increased pulse rate would include fear and caffeine.
They were really playing on your emotions. They were playing on your physical condition, and they did everything they could to get a confession out of you. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So after they pushed you into this confession, what happened next?
Well, they arrested me, and I was driven. Well, they put me in handcuffs, and I was driven back to Peekskill from Moose, which, by the way, is a distance of between 40 minutes and an hour.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Brewster, New York, on the way to upstate New York, and it's not much of a town. It's pretty small.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So they put you in handcuffs. Did you realize how serious the condition was at that time when you were in handcuffs in this police vehicle?
No, I didn't. In fact, I even asked, well, why are you putting me in handcuffs? And I was just told safety, but it didn't quite make any sense to me because I was still operating under the false premise that I wasn't going to be arrested. You know, the false promise that was given to me. They took me back to the police station and, they had pizzas there, and I was eating pizza and everything with the cops, and every now and then I would be stopped by one officer or another who was carrying out various aspects of processing. You know, and finally somebody they put the ink on the hand on my hands in order to fingerprint me, and I saw one of the cops that I looked to one of the cops that I was familiar with, and I said to him, why is he doing this? I'm trying to eat pizza. I got ink all over my hands. Mm-hmm. And I was told, oh, he has the right to do that. And I said, why? What are you talking about? And I was then told that they were arresting me. And I said, wait a minute. Well, where's your partner at? Where's Detective McIntyre? He told me that I wasn't going to be arrested. And then that was when his partner said, you are being charged with the crime. And it was at that point that I, realized that, I was in some trouble here.
Serious.
But I didn't recognize the full aspect of trouble because later on throughout this process, before I was convicted, it was maybe about somewhere between 7 to 10 months before between arrest and I was wrongfully convicted. At some point, my family convinced me that I would be found not guilty because they believed in the justice system. At some point, I bought into what they were telling me. I was 17 by then, and I thought that I would be found not guilty because I still naively thought that the system worked.
Let me ask you this, Jeffrey. Those who were involved in the processing of your case, how did they fare after you were convicted? Did they do well or?
Yes, one of them was the lieutenant who oversaw everything, Lieutenant Jumalo. He became the chief of police in Peekskill. Mm-hmm.
So they got Jeffrey Deskovic off the street, and now everything's safe, right? Jeez. Unbelievable. Jeffrey, when we come back, let's take a few minutes and talk about what prison life is like for a convicted rapist and murderer. And then let's talk about how they found out that you didn't do it, and then let's talk about what you're doing now.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Shh. Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jeffrey Deskovic, I've got to tell you, my blood is boiling. I'm thankful that we have some commercial breaks here at USAPrepares.com because it takes me several minutes to calm down. And I'm looking at a chart and it says exonerations in the United States from 1989 to 2012. There have been a total of 873 exonerations. And the contributing factors were mistaken witness identification, 43%. Perjury or false accusation, 51%. False confession, 15%. False or misleading forensic evidence, 24%. Official misconduct, 42%. And that's what the chart shows. That's all the contributing factors listed. It sounds to me like every single one of those factors was involved in your case. Every single one. Am I mistaken?
No, you could interpret it that way. I mean, the caveat I'll give is, in terms of misidentification, it wasn't that someone like came to court and said, "Hey, I saw Duskovic do such and such," which is what really is right. Meant when they cite misidentification. But in a different way, in the sense that they sent the police towards me, you know.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, you could say that too.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay,
yes.
So Jeffrey, as we continue this, exploring what happened, this is horrendous. Now, Lieutenant Tumalo became the chief of police. Who else was involved that seemed to do well at your expense?
Well, the polygraphist, Daniel Stevens, who I'm about to go to trial with, he wound up receiving an awful lot of pre-employment polygraph work in Peekskill in the school system. No doubt he was able to get that business as a result of the good work he did in my case and helping the police secure an arrest that they couldn't have made but for him and his polygraph machine.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Anyone else?
No, I mean two detectives wound up retiring, and detectives McIntyre and Levine, they wound up retiring, and they have their pensions, and the prosecutor George Bullen continued to prosecute high profile cases all the way up. Vince, which I'm sure you'll love this part of it. He continued to work and prosecute cases all the way up until two weeks before I emerged from prison. Emerged from prison, he suddenly retires and runs to Florida. And upon the commencement of a lawsuit, the medical examiner, Dr. Lewis Rowe, suddenly retires as well. So they all went running.
On the run. Jeffrey, DNA evidence. Was there any DNA evidence that was used to convict you?
No, it wasn't used to convict me. There was DNA evidence, Vince, before, and this is kind of what makes things even more outrageous, is that the DNA test results from the FBI lab showed that the semen that was found on the victim didn't match me. That result was known before trial. It was evidence at the trial, and yet, instead of doing the right thing and dropping the case against me, they instead continued to prosecute, and they convicted me despite the DNA evidence. See, that's where, when the DNA didn't match, the prosecutor resorted to fraud on the part of the medical examiner. When an autopsy is done, there are written and audio notes, which are taken contemporaneously as findings are made, as a method of ensuring its accuracy. It was only after the DNA didn't match me, 6 months after doing that initial autopsy, that suddenly, for the first time, the medical examiner claimed that he found medical evidence to show that the victim was a 15-year-old immigrant from Colombia who had been living a really sheltered life in which she never went outside save accompanied by her older sister or her parents, that she had been sexually active, which is what opened the door for the prosecutor to argue that it didn't matter that the DNA didn't match me because the semen could have come from consensual sex. So in order to wrongfully convict me, the prosecutor was willing to trash her reputation.
Jeffrey.
That theory, by the way, really makes no sense because personally, they never proved that she had any consensual sex. And taking it a step further, the prosecutor not only made that argument, but then he actually named another youth by name that he claimed that she had had this encounter with. But they never had a DNA test performed in order to prove that. They didn't even call him as a witness to testify to that effect. He simply made the unsupported argument to the jury.
Jeffrey, it seems like they found you and they were going to pile on until they could all have another notch in their conviction belt. I mean, it looks like that's what they were interested in. It sounds to me like they were not interested in finding who really did it. They were interested in convicting you because, well, heck, they had you. They had you. They had you in handcuffs. They had you in custody. Why not just pin it all on you and everybody can have a nice day except you? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, and just to add, I mean, two of the cops, Detective McIntyre and Detective, Sheriff's Investigator Daniel Stevens, him and McIntyre, in order to also assist the prosecutor in overcoming the DNA evidence, they lied on the stand. And Stevens claimed that I said to him that I didn't know if the perpetrator ejaculated, which I never made that statement. I mean, I was 16 years old at the time. That word was not in my vocabulary, and frankly, I didn't think it was possible for a male to have sexual intercourse without ejaculating. So that lie was also Investigator Stevens made up was also designed to help the prosecution overcome the DNA, and that was when, you know, and Detective McIntyre confirmed that he heard that statement. Curious enough, I can't quite figure this out. Even though he claims he heard that statement, when you look at McIntyre's written report, he doesn't mention hearing that statement in his report.
So, Jeffrey, I just want to say that I have said on this broadcast, the cops lie. They absolutely lie. I'm not saying all of them lie, but some cops lie. And they seem to be in the business of telling us who's in charge. And they literally believe, some of them, that they are in charge. And in this case, they got together a whole bunch of these government types, government employees, and they piled on you, and they put you in prison. Next, let's talk about what that's like. Jeffrey, you spent, 16 years in prison?
Yes,
what is it like being in prison, maximum security, convicted of rape and murder at age 16? What is that like?
Yeah, I was 17 by the time the trial rolled around, and I lost when I was incarcerated from that point forward. Because at some point after I was originally arrested, I made bail, so I was out for a little while. But following my conviction, I mean, I was incarcerated from 17 to 32. I would describe. Well, first, let me just start with the general, then I'll get to me specifically. I would describe prison as a nonstop obstacle course featuring the guards, civilians, and the prisoners, all as obstacles to the ultimate goal, which is to overturn your conviction and regain your freedom. There was plenty of violence in prison. Elmira, where I spent 13 and a half of the 16 years, I was particularly violent there. There were three or four stabbings or cuttings every day. There was plenty of other violence that did not involve weapons, and there was a lot of gang activity. Taken cumulatively, there was just a general atmosphere of violence and adrenaline that permeated the air. In terms of me specifically, it was worse for me because of my age. I mean, I was 17 years old. I weighed all of 150 pounds. I was incarcerated with fully grown, fully developed men who are many of whom were guilty of having committed serious violent crimes. So I was definitely vulnerable. And then I had the built-in handicap of knowing that if any of them discovered what I was incarcerated for, which was a rape along with that murder, that would serve as motivation on their end to assault me, because in prison there's a vigilante mentality towards people who've been convicted of sex offenses. So you could say that I really lived in fear most of the time. I always had it at best case scenario, I always had that in the back of my mind, you know, worrying that it would be discovered what I was incarcerated for. I was several times in the course of my incarceration where I was assaulted, and one time in which I nearly lost my life. There was a system of maintaining order in the prison known as Key Block, which involved a variety of sanctions being imposed on the prisoners if they were found guilty of having broken a prison rule. Some of those sanctions included, but were not limited to, being kept in a cell 23 hours a day out of the 24. They'd send you less food. Sometimes the food they'd send would be three or 4 days old. Their idea of complying with the court-mandated one-hour-a-day recreation consisted of putting the prisoners in a small cage area with maybe a pull-up bar or whatever, if you were lucky. You could take two showers 1 week and three the next, rather than being able to shower daily as the rest of the population. And you'd not be able to use the phone while you were on such status. So when I was assaulted, Vince, in addition to dealing with that physicality, I was also subjected to those sanctions, because in prison, if you are attempting to defend yourself, then you are fighting.
Is big.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN KPN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Jeffrey Deskovic is with us. And he was accused and convicted of a brutal rape and murder. He spent his years from 17 years old to 32 in a maximum security prison. He said that prison is a nonstop obstacle course. Violence, 3 to 4 stabbings or cuttings every day. There's a vigilante mentality against sex offenders. And some prisoners are locked up in a cell for 23 hours a day. The food that they may receive might be days old. Jeffrey Deskovic, one of our instructors, his name is Mike Parsons. He's been on the air with us many times. He lives in Tennessee. He is in prison right now. He ran for office. He won the election. And he decided he was going to clean up the county. And to prevent him from running for office right now, they locked him up. They raided his farm under false pretenses. They raided his farm and they illegally arrested him and put him in prison. And that's going to prevent him from running for office and cleaning up the county where he lives. So, Jeffrey, what you're saying rings really true. As a matter of fact, during the break, someone ran into the studio and said, "Are you okay?" Because I was quiet. Jeffrey, this really, really bothers me. What they've done to you is criminal at the highest levels. And I think that everyone involved who lied should be arrested, charged, and brought to trial. for crimes against we the people. Every single person. Every single person who is involved in lying, in putting you to, in prison under false pretenses. I mean, these cops should be in jail right now. And I hope they're listening to this. I really do. Because I'd like to see them in prison. Jeffrey, this was a jury trial. Tell us about that. How could this happen? How could a trial of with we the people, our peers, how could they convict you? What were they thinking?
I don't know. I mean, the DNA evidence should have been loud and clear. The only evidence they had against me was the so-called confession obtained under these highly questionable circumstances. My wrongful conviction was caused by the coerced false confession, but then also the fabrication of other evidence, you know, i.e. the lies, prosecutorial misconduct. I got into that with, already, I mean, our ADA, George Bolin, he continued the case against me despite the DNA not matching me and his eliciting the fraud for the medical examiner, Dr. Lewis Rowe. But what we haven't talked about yet, but which I'm going to go there now on, is I had a public defender because neither I nor my family could afford to hire a private attorney. Here are the ways in which my attorney failed me. He never explained to the jury what the significance of the DNA evidence not matching me was, nor did he use it to argue that the so-called confession was coerced and false. He very rarely met with me. On the few times that he did, he was always shut. Every time I tried to explain to him, you know, that I was innocent and what happened in the interrogation room, he was always shutting me up. On one particular occasion that sticks out clear in my mind, I remember he told me that he didn't care whether I was innocent or guilty. I wanted to testify at the pretrial hearing. Whenever the prosecution wants to introduce statements that have been alleged to have been made by the defendant, they have to first have a pretrial hearing called a Huntley hearing, in which the judge has to rule whether or not the statements have been given voluntarily and whether the suspect was given their rights. So although testifying to the circumstances of this confession truthfully in the main, the cops left out the threat and the false promise.
Let's continue this on the other side. We're going into a top of the hour break. And then, now that we've set the stage for what's happened to you, let's talk about what you're going to do about it. And you've got an upcoming civil rights trial. I'm really interested in hearing what you're up to, and I'm sure our class is waiting with bated breath. Jeffrey Deskovic, the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice. We'll be right back.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.